Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are tuned in to the finest gospel station on the internet, the Love Lift Me Up Show. Hallelujah. Giving Jesus all the praise. Featuring gospel artists, authors, teachers, writers, actresses, actors, educators, and community leaders. Let's give it up for the host of the show, Dr. Elfrida Love, and the star of the show, the one and only Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Glory to your name.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the AlfredaLoveShow.com, StellarGospelMusic.com, where Jesus shines with love. I'm your host this evening, Dr. Alfreda Love, and this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. I'm so excited and delighted on this evening. I would like to thank God, my family, and my friends, and all of you, all of the newcomers who have tuned in to the AlfredaLoveShow.com, StellarGospelMusic.com, where Jesus shines with love. Listen, 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 listen. We have an exciting ministry to present to you on today. We have some great gospel artists. We're going to have some praise and worship with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, because he's getting ready and he's already done some great things in our lives. And we want to just continue to edify and magnify who our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ is. So listen, we are going to go ahead and read Psalm 136, numbers 1 through 9, then after which we're going to have our prayer, of course, and then we're going to play six songs. One song by Pastor Benny Hinn, of course, hallelujah. Then Sister Juanita Bynum, you are great. Who is great? God is great. Then we're going to hear from Mr. Deppy T. Keys, I Surrender All. Then Falling in Love with Jesus, the instrumental. Then I Love You, Lord, Today by Mr. Deppy Keys. Then we're going to have You Can Make It by Pastor Betty Griffin. And I want you to really listen to these particular songs, because after which God is going to give us a revelation. And with this revelation, we have to make sure that we're in accordance to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Because when God propels us into the will of God, we must be ready for the goodness and mercy that God is going to give unto us. Once again, I would like to welcome you to this particular ministry. Call somebody, text somebody, tell somebody that the AlfredaLoveShow.com is on, StellarGospelMusic.com is on, and get ready to have an exciting time with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Psalm 136, numbers 1 through 9 reads, "Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever. Give thanks to the God of gods. His love endures forever. Give thanks to the Lord of lords. His love endures forever. To him who alone does great wonders, his love endures forever. Who by his understanding made the heavens, his love endures forever. Who spread out the earth upon the waters, his love endures forever. Who made the great lights, his love endures forever. The sun to govern the day, his love endures forever. The moon to govern the night, his love endures forever." Listen, I have read to you Psalm 136, numbers 1 through 9. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers, the doers, and the seekers of his holy word. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day, Lord. We thank you for blessing us as we were able to wake up this morning and you started us on our way. We thank you for giving us a reasonable portion of our health and strength so we can make it through this very day. Now, Lord, we ask, Heavenly Father, would you continue to bless us to be beacons and lights into this dark and dismal world. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for the victories and the lessons that you have taught us, Heavenly Father. We thank you for blessing us to continue to be imitators of who you are. We ask, would you continue to bless our eyes, to continue to look up unto you, from which cometh all of our help, our ears to hear your voice, and our mouth to continue to speak your word and speak the praises and things that is of God. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for our hands to be about your service, and we ask that our feet continue to walk into the will of God. Now, Lord, we ask, would you bless those who are in the hospitals, those who are going in, those who are coming out, and those who are thinking about going in. We thank you for the victory reports, Lord. We thank you for each person that we were able to visit in the hospital, and we thank you for the good praise report. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for the revelation and the unction of your spirit, which says, "Lazarus, arise. Get up out of your deathbed. Get up out of your grave. Get out of your sick predicament and begin to praise and worship the Lord." Oh, Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, for the victories. We thank you for just blessing those who were ill, Lord Jesus, and it seemed like they couldn't get well, but for some reason, with the prayer of the righteous, Lord, you blessed and you helped us to come on through. Then, Lord, we ask, Heavenly Father, would you bless those with disturbed minds and disturbed hearts? Would you keep them, Heavenly Father, in your care, Lord, and would you not present your wrath, for they know not do nor say. Then, Lord, in the name of Jesus, as you continue to propel this ministry, we ask, would it be pleasing and acceptable in your sight? And as we get ready to hear from the revelation of God and hear from all of these particular pastors and ministers of your word, we ask, would our meditation be something that you are pleased with, Heavenly Father? Now, Lord, as we relinquish this prayer, but we never be relinquished out of your sight, we ask, would you give us somewhere, anywhere in your kingdom? This is one of your servants' prayers. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. And I'm so excited and delighted. I feel just excellent because God has done some great things and God has spoken some great things, and we're going to have some praise and worship with God. And as I was getting ready to meditate and wondering what God wanted me to say or do, and I told you that none of this is ever scripted, because when we're dealing with souls and the unction of souls, we have to hear from God. God reminds me, he says, when I take people through surgery, he says, they do not practice surgery. He says they are trained. And God says your ears must be trained to hear from God in order to help in that particular time. God says that because we are trained already, God says this is nothing new. He says we don't practice religion, he says, to give the word. He says we practice through our actions. He says, but when we speak with boldness and confidence, because we know this very thing, that God gives us the words to speak. He says, but when we act upon the words of God, we are practicing what God has already preached unto our souls. So this is not a rehearsal. This is not something that we're practicing. This is something that is practical and real, things that are happening right now as we speak. And so as we listen to the various artists that God has placed on my heart, as the music is playing and as you're meditating, as we're meditating on the Spirit, we are going to listen to the voice of God. And after every song, I'm going to give you something that God has given unto me that will help you along the way as we travel this life's journey. Because I'm going to tell you something right now. God is getting ready to move in a mighty way. I know that over the years, God has already moved and had his being in our lives. But there are some breakthroughs that are bound to happen. I've been a witness of many breakthroughs within these past couple of days. God has just relinquished and he's returned people's health. He's changed people's minds. He's brought people to Christ. And Christ says, continue to give the word. He says, if my prophets and my ministers and my apostles and those whom I have called cease to give the word of God, he says, we automatically put the world on life support. He says, you have to keep ministering and preaching and teaching. He says, in season and out of season. That means when you feel good and when you don't, because God says he's going to take care of us regardless. He says, why? He says, because my favor is upon you. Not because of your great name, not because of what you've done, and not because of what you're doing. It's because I am your Father. He says, so when your Father authorizes you or calls you into a place in which you are to minister unto this lost world, he says, you don't have breaks. He says, we all become tired. He says, but you pray your strength in the Lord. Amen. And so that's what we're doing. And so our first song we're going to hear is Pastor Benny Hinn. And this song is Hallelujah. And I want you to know that Hallelujah is the highest praise. When God raises someone out of their sick bed, or when God heals somebody or saves somebody's life, there should be a Hallelujah in your spirit. When you wake up in the morning, there should be a Hallelujah in your spirit. When God starts you on your way, there should be a Hallelujah in your spirit. When you're traveling, there should be a Hallelujah in your spirit. And if there's not a Hallelujah in your spirit, then you need to pray unto God, because God is too good for us to sit down on our hallelujahs. Amen. And so I don't want to get into the ministry right now, but I want you to just relax, and I want you to think about God. Don't think about anything else. Don't think about anybody. This is God's time with us. And I want you to think about this song, and I want you, whatever it is that you need to take unto God, this is a good time to do so. Not saying that God only shows up on this ministry, because God authorized this ministry. This is not even my ministry. God authorized me to oversee it. But I want you to take this opportunity and know that God is listening and he hears your prayers. Not only on this ministry, but he hears your prayers at home as well. But I know for sure that God is in this place today. And so I want you to bring whatever it is to God. You don't have to say it out loud. And as the music is playing, God is going to give a revelation. And I'm going to read verbatim what God gives. And then we're going to move on to the next song, and the next song, and the next song, and the next song until we complete our six, maybe five because there's a duplicate, but as, until we complete our songs for today. Amen? Amen. And listen, you're listening to the AfritaLoveShow.com where Jesus shines with love, and the StellarGospelMusic.com where Jesus shines with love. And yes, I am your host, Dr. Afrita Love, and I need you to get into a place, and I need you to just focus on God.
Take every part of our life. is as precious as you? Who is as beautiful as you? Who is so perfect and so holy but you? Patient beyond description, faithful to the end, merciful beyond description.
We've had some technical difficulties.
Not about any one of us.
Amen, amen, and amen. That was Pastor Benny Hinn. Hallelujah. I want to read something to you before we go on to Sister Juanita Bynum. It says, continue. Don't quit. Don't give up, nor give in. I told you that I would never leave you nor forsake you, and that is my promise. For many will come and bless you, and many will be cast away. As for you, I called you and you answered. Don't be moved or shaken by this world, for you are the joy of the world and the center of many's unknown joy. Don't wash your hands from any soul. Pray and continue to pray until their change comes. For strength does not come easy, but wisdom comes natural for you. Continue to keep your eyes on me, God. Never take your eyes off my glory. Set before you a blessing and take it to be used to help every man, woman, boy, and girl. Hallelujah is the most highest praise. I am here and I won't let you become tired, and my favor will not let you give up. Do not give up and don't give in. And God says, you are going to win. You're listening to the AfreeLoveShow.com where Jesus shines with love. We're getting ready to hear Sister Juanita Bynum. She says, you are great. Who are we talking about? The great I am. We're talking about our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
I'm
Amen. That was Sister Juanita Bynum. You are great. Who is great? We're talking about our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And here is the revelation. I am God. We're talking about the God of the heaven. I am God all by myself, for no one is to be compared or measured of me but my Son. For everything you have accomplished or will accomplish is my favor. For love never fails, nor prophecies cease. I am unique because I remain the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. Many have come in my name, whose name? Jesus Christ. But their measures are void because no one is like me. Talking about God. I am God all by myself. We should not compare God to anyone because God is God all by himself. And because God is God all by himself, we are to relinquish our thinking of any person on earth as being God. When God blesses as early as this week, we must remember the source, which is the great I am. And we're talking about our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We're getting ready to move higher into the ministry, and we're going to hear I Surrender All by Mr. Deputy Keys, the instrumental. And once again, I want you to think about what you're going to surrender unto God, because we serve a true and living God, a God who never fails, but also a God who is a God who is all by himself, and a God who will bless us and take care of us. And that's the type of God we serve. Thank you. Amen, amen, and amen. That was I Surrender All. And here it is. Are you really, are we really surrendering everything? When we surrender, we give up and we are no longer an enemy. We are no longer wanted by the world because we now belong to God. When we surrender, we are relieved. There's no more running, hiding, or making an escape route. We are now in the arms of God. Surrender your mind, heart, and soul, and watch what happens. For we walk by faith and not by sight. If you were to see, if we were to see what happens when we surrender, we would surrender now. Then it goes on to be continued. We must surrender unto God, for God is able to see us through. There is no more excuses anymore while we go to bed wondering and worrying about things. There are no more excuses for not surrendering unto God. Every trouble of the world, because we have a God who is greater, a God who is bigger, and a God who knows better than we do. And so we must surrender and discontinue the running and hiding and making escape routes, because God knows and he sees everything. And so because of that, we must surrender all unto God. And we do walk by faith and not by sight. And God says only if we knew what the journey would be, we would surrender now, because he has many things in store for his children. Amen. Amen. We're going to listen to Falling in Love with Jesus instrumental, and I want you to think about this particular song, Agape El Shaddai Elohim. We're only talking about Jesus Christ, falling in love with Jesus. This is a very intimate song because it is a letter to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ as he is revealing this unto me. So I want you to listen to this song, and I want you to think about the love of Jesus and how he loves us. And there's a song that says, oh, how I love Jesus, and it goes on and repeats the chant, oh, how I love Jesus, because he first loved me. But there are many reasons to love Jesus, not just because he first loved us, but because he woke us up this morning, amen, and he started us on our way. There are many different reasons, but I want you to listen to this song, and then I'm going to come back with you and give you what the Lord has given unto me. And then we're going to hear another song, and then we're going to go into our announcements. You're listening to the AfroDLoveShow.com, where Jesus shines with the love, StellarGospelMusic.com, where Jesus shines with the love, and yes, I am your host this evening, Dr. AfroDLove. man, that was falling in love with Jesus, the instrumental. And when we think about the most memorable event in our lives, it should be a reflection of when we became one with God, and we really did not have to do anything special. God took us for who we were, and we were able to enjoy his goodness and mercy. And we experience peace because God is not a God of confusion. And, oh, his love does not just last in the good times, but it's forever. He walks and talks with those who listen, and he promised to never leave us nor forsake us. What a love that is. When you call, he answers. When you pray, he comes through. He comes right on time. Who would not love a God like this? He has won the hearts of many, but only a few have chosen to follow our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Or are you going to choose our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, today? If so, it will be the best thing that you have done in your life. Falling in love with Jesus. I tell you what, there are many times when we are on this journey and we call on many people, but there has never been a time in which I've called on Jesus that he didn't come through. Amen? And so it's good to know that you can call on God and he can see you through. So falling in love with Jesus, some of us are already in love with Jesus. But if you are in love with anything else or anybody else except Jesus, you need to try Jesus, because that will bring some peace that surpasses all understanding into your life. We are getting ready to listen to our last song, and these are actually the words of You Can Make It. We've heard from many different artists, and we've experienced the revelation of God, that God is God all by himself. And once we surrender unto God, then God is able to do some miraculous things within our lives. There is no more excuses for saying that we don't have a place of refuge, because God is our refuge and he's our very present help in a time of trouble. And so we want to really focus and think about everything that has been said and done on this ministry on today. We want to think about how we are to continue to walk in God's journey and never give up. We need to think about those things because, as I said before, we serve a true and honest God. We listen to Pastor Benny Hinn. Hallelujah. That's the highest praise. Then we heard from Sister Juanita Bynum. She's talking about how great God is, and yes, he is. Then we heard from Minister Dappy T. Keys, I surrender all. Are we really surrendering unto God? Then we heard falling in love with Jesus. Now we're going to hear from Sister Betty Griffin, You Can Make It. And after which, we may have one more song, then I'm going to give you the announcements and bid you a great evening. You're listening to the AfritaLoveShow.com, StellarGospelMusic.com, where Jesus shines with love.
Yes, I can. This trial.
Amen. That was You Can Make It by Sister Betty Griffin. Now listen, I believe she said it best, you can make it. It does not matter. Whatever you're trying to do, whatever you're going through, God says you can make it. And when God says you can make it, you can make it. Now listen, I want to pause because I have a couple of people on the line. And as God is speaking, I have to be obedient. And one of the things I want to tell you is that nothing is impossible for our God. Nothing is impossible for our God. I want you to begin today. Today is December the 4th. I want you to begin to envision your dream or your dreams. So whatever it is, I'm going to start mine. And I'm going to go ahead and tell you what my dream is because God is already authorized by God. I'm going to write a book. And this book talks about relationships from a single woman's perspective. And the reason why we talk about relationships is because it's so important. Relationships are so in a way that you can have the time of your life, or you can be on earth living in hell. And God did not purpose us on this earth to live in chaos or to live in spiritual poverty. He purposed us to be rich in his grace. He purposed us to be rich in his favor and his mercy. And so it's very important that not only do we first have a relationship with God, but we first understand who we are. Because what happens is as we go through life and as we begin to connect with people, we have to make sure that we are connected to the source. Who is the source? The source is our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. If there is any time that you are in any type, business relationship, friendship, partnership, whatever, and you disconnect God, it's not going to work. So that's going to be a book. And part of the title that we're praying about is Just Fine. And we're going to be looking at a fish and a whale relationship. And it's very important that we understand the difference. But I want you to pray unto God. Today is the 4th. And we're going to start today praying on our vision. Today is the 4th, and we're going to stop on the 18th. And we're going to look where God has brought us on our vision. You must start your vision today, whether it's just to write down something, a goal, or whether it's just to write maybe 5 or 6 chapters of a book, whether it's to initiate an email to a connection, whether it's to promote something. You must start today. And we're going all the way to my birthday, December 18th. And we're going to look at where God has brought us from. Now, I want you to continue to trust in God, because God is doing some great things. I received some great news, and God is opening some great doors, and God is just making a way out of no way. And I thank God for that, because I know it's God. And so I want you to pray about that. But if for some reason you haven't given your life to Christ, this is a good time to do so. This is a good hour to do so. Give your life to Christ, because God died for us. He gave his life for us. And so we need to give back unto God. Amen. And that's how we give back unto God, by doing what God asks us to do and continuing to walk into the image of God and who God is. And remember that you can always contact me. We have a radio station number, and you can also email me. Be sure to do that, as many of you have already been doing. But I wanted to say all that, but be sure to continue to uplift your family and friends by asking them, telling them to log on to blogtalkradio.com. That's blogtalkradio.com/freetolove. Also, go to ourfreetoloveshow.com and click on number one love radio. Ourfreetoloveshow.com, click on number one love radio. Or also go to stellargospelmusic.com and click on number one love radio. Amen. Amen. In addition to that, make sure gospel artists, writers, promoters, actors, anyone who's going to the Stellars, if you're a gospel artist, you're going to the Stellars, be sure to email me, emonya_love@yahoo.com. If you're also in the Gospel Fest that's going to be in Houston, Texas, if you're a football player, player, if you represent a football team, an agency, please continue to email me at emonya_love@yahoo.com because I want to get those interviews in, and also we want to service media at freedomloveshow.com, sterlinggospelmusic.com. There's Anonymous, there's sister stations, but either station that you contact will be there. In addition to that, just make sure that, as I said before, if you're an artist, a writer, author, if you're a public servant, anyone with a positive message, just email me, emonya_love@yahoo.com, or you can Facebook me at alfredalove or fredalove, or you can email me, emonya_love@yahoo.com. I would love, love, love to have you on that freedomloveshow.com. In addition to that, make sure that you continue to pray for all of your family and your friends and yourself. Put them all in one line. Pray for them one by one, and do not forget to pray for yourself and pray for those you know and those you do not know, because the prayer of the righteous availeth much. So we have to pray for each other. In addition to that, I want you to visit AfridaLoveShow.com, AfridaLoveShow.com, and I have many newcomers on here, and you're going to hear some music. I want you to visit this page. And on this page, you're going to see AfridaLoveShow.com. The guest call-in number is 347-843-4981. If there are any radio stations, any media that want to connect, please be sure. Feel free. My email is emonya_love@yahoo.com. But the guest call-in is 347-843-4981. You can look up AfridaLoveShow.com, StellarGospelMusic.com. This radio show is an outlet for conversation with people all over the world, gospel music, promoting music, and most of all, communicating about different events. I love to capture events such as award shows, school news by way of radio communication, writing, or photography. And it's exciting to meet people and work with people. If you have any stories, events, artists, publicists, photographers, please be sure to contact me. You can see some of the pictures from many of the different events. We're going to get into many different projects for the AfridaLoveShow.com and StellarGospelMusic.com because we want to really reach out to the community. So you're going to see more projects coming along with that. We had an upcoming event. This was a fundraiser for Santa's Christmas gift store, and we're going to do it. My committee agreed to do it one more time, I believe, but I will give you a final yes or no. But we're going to have Santa's Christmas gift store, and we're going to buy some items, and we're going to give some of the items from the Afrida Love Show, Stella Gospel Music, to some children. And so we're going to select two or three children to give some toys to from this particular toy store. If you notice, we will be God's Will in South Waco at the Treasure City Flea Market on Saturday, God's Will. And so if you are looking, businesses, for some reasonable toys, please stop by. I don't know which booth I'm going to be in, but please stop by. This may be our last day for this particular fundraiser. God has blessed us immensely in Bellmead, Texas. And then there were some generous individuals who would not, who said they don't want to be named, who donated to the ministry. They just came up and they donated it to the ministry. They said, this is for the radio ministry specifically. And so I thank them for doing that. But back to the store. This is Santa's Christmas store, 50 to 80% off of everything. We will actually be on LaSalle at the Treasure City this weekend. And we have one more place, but I will let you know for sure if we're going to actually be there. But right now our committee is proposing Saturday, God's Will, at Treasure City on LaSalle at the Flea Market. So if you're in Central Texas or if you're in the area, come by. And this is the only shop that is 50 to 80% off. And it benefits St. Jude Hospital. So some of these benefits we're going to give to St. Jude's. And also the Afrida Love Show and Stellar Gospel Music is going to donate to St. Jude's as well. All right, so be sure to stop by. Of course, continue to click on the radio show, number one love radio show on the internet. If you go to AfridaLoveShow.com, you can click on number one love radio where it says upcoming event. Also, for event planners, booking requests, put your email, your name, and your message, and what artist or speaker you're requesting, and click the submit button. Now, if you would like to be on the show, on the ministry, be sure to email me at emonya_love@yahoo.com, and you can email the Afrida Love Show about any events, new project, and media opportunities. All right? Okay. Love's radio show, we're going to add some of the different segments, but you can click on AfridaLoveShow.com, or you can click on StellarGospelMusic.com, either one, they're sister stations, so please be sure to click on those. For Speaker Showcase, as I said before, and I've been saying we're going to start the Speaker's Bureau, we're already starting to have speaking gigs in different places. We talk about education, spiritual health, media, civic, community, diversity, black history. Mr. J. Dixon talks about first years of college, accounting, civic, community, and diversity. You can email me at emonya_love@yahoo.com. We have the fashion industry. I haven't finished with this page, but we have some ladies and gentlemen who are in the fashion and makeup industry, and so I'm going to actually link them on this particular page. Also, if you're a fashion or makeup individual who is going to the Stellars, please be sure to email me at emonya_love@yahoo.com. For media outlets, these are some of the media outlets. I'm going to add like 9 more. But ABC, we have the Front Page Firm. We have that freetoloveshow.com, StellarGospelMusic.com. We have Bounce TV, and then we have RollingOut.com. Be sure to check out those particular media outlets. New CDs and projects, we have many different gospel artists and other individuals, R&B artists as well, who have many new projects out. If you could please continue to email me those projects at emonya_love@yahoo.com. The services we provide, of course, is radio. We have media, photography. We have event planning and things of that nature. We're getting ready to start up our 501 nonprofit. For community news, we are looking for positive things. Once again, we have Santa's Christmas store, 50 to 80% off. Businesses, we really want to target you if you want to have some gifts. Matter of fact, I had some individuals come up and say, hey, we're having this Christmas party, and I wanted to pick up a gift, a nice gift, for this Christmas party. So if you're having Christmas parties, please be sure to stop by or email me if you see any items that is of your interest, and I'll be sure that you receive those things. StellarGospelMusic.com, that particular radio station is going to be embedded with this particular website as well, and we're going to make StellarGospelMusic.com a radio internet website. Amen? Amen. God is doing some great things. Now let's go to StellarGospelMusic.com. Give you time to get there. StellarGospelMusic.com. This is also a radio station that's going to turn into a gospel radio station. If you click on Number One Love Radio, you'll see your host there, Dr. Love. All right. And then you're going to see some new projects, and you're going to see some gospel artists, and you're going to see some events, and you're going to see some things that's going on. You're going to see the About Us page, the Contact Us page, the services and events around the world, which we're going to update. So please be sure to check this out. One of the shows that I want you to really look at is Dr. Juanita Bynum at 3 with me. Also, Yolanda Adams' morning show is back. It's been back since October 3rd. Also, if you want to connect with me, you can connect with me on Facebook, Afrida Love, Facebook, Dr. Afrida Emanuel Love, Facebook, Afrida Emanuel Love, Instagram, Afrida Love, or LinkedIn, Afrida Love. And so be sure to check out all of these pages. Once again, to contact me or to, you know, if you're interested in any of these items, then you can contact me, emonya_love@yahoo.com. emonya_love@yahoo.com. I want to thank each and every one of you for listening to the AfridaLoveShow.com. We are back, and we're trying to get back on schedule. On tomorrow's will, we're going to have our heart. We're going to check our hearts and our minds and things of that nature. I should be on around 10 p.m., but I want you to come and join us, and I really thank each and every one of you. I thank all of those who donated to the ministry. I thank all of those from Bellmead who came to the Christmas store. As I said before, we will be in South Waco, God's will, on Saturday. And also, we're starting a new project, and I want all of you to be a part of it. I'm getting the things together for that. But we're going to be doing some things with the ministry because I want to get the ministry out to the public, and it's time for us to continue to be on platforms and things of that nature. So once again, if you want to connect with me, it's emonya_love@yahoo.com. I'm on Instagram. I'm on Facebook. I'm on all the social media networks. Just type in my name. Email me, call me, let me know what's going on. If someone asks you what that big, beautiful smile is all about, you tell them that love lifts you up because God is love. Till next time, which is tomorrow, take care of yourselves and each other. This is your host, Dr. Afrida Love. Goodbye, everybody.